The Holy Gospel of our Lord Jesus Christ according to John. Jesus said to them, "I am the bread of life. Whoever comes to me will never be hungry, and whoever believes in me will never be thirsty." Then the Jews began to complain about him, because he said, "I am the bread that came down from heaven." They were saying, "Is not this Jesus, the son of Joseph, whose father and mother we know? How can he now say, 'I have come down from heaven'?" Jesus answered them, "Do not complain among yourselves. No one can come to me unless drawn by the Father who sent me, and I will raise that person up on the last day. It is written in the prophets, 'And they shall all be taught by God.' Everyone who has heard and learned from the Father comes to me. Not that anyone has seen the Father, except the one who is from God. He has seen the Father. Very truly I tell you, whoever believes has eternal life. I am the bread of life. Your ancestors ate the manna in the wilderness, and they died. This is the bread that comes down from heaven, so that one may eat of it and not die. I am the living bread that came down from heaven. Whoever eats of this bread will live forever. And the bread that I will give for the life of the world is my flesh." The Gospel of the Lord. May the words of my mouth and the meditations of our hearts be acceptable in your sight, O God, our strength and our Redeemer. Amen. Please be seated. There are some questions that are so deep and so troubling that they keep me up at night. One such question that just confounds me is the continued existence of Taco Bell. I cannot fathom why any reasonable human being would pay money to eat such a sorry excuse for Mexican food. Their so-called tacos and burritos are barely edible, and yet there are nearly 7,000 Taco Bell restaurants across the United States, and an average of 46 million people eat these taco travesties every week. This blows my mind. The only reasonable explanation that I can come up with is that these poor souls who are eating Taco Bell have never tasted the real thing. They've never held a warm homemade flour tortilla in their hands. They've never had fresh salsa that didn't come out of a little plastic packet. They've never tasted fajitas still sizzling from the grill. They just don't know what they're missing. All they know is a pale imitation of the delicious Tex-Mex that we are blessed to enjoy here in Central Texas. Okay, so who's ready to skip the rest of church and go to Taco Cabana? Today we read together Psalm 34, "Taste and see that the Lord is good." The kingdom of heaven is like good Mexican food. Once you've tasted it, there's no going back. Once we experience the love of God, the beauty of worship, the grace of forgiveness, the joy of true friendship, we are forever changed by that encounter, and we want more of it. Think for a moment about a time or a place when you have powerfully experienced the presence of God. Maybe it was out at camp or on the beach, on a retreat or a mission trip, or maybe right here at church. For me, the place where I first tasted the goodness of God was at summer camp. Spending time in the wild beauty of the Texas Hill Country, being loved on by my counselors, making lifelong friends, and gathering together every night to sing and worship. Every summer was a powerful experience of the kingdom of God on earth. And inevitably, at the end of every summer, my fellow campers and I would feel a deep sense of sadness that camp was coming to an end, and we had to head back into the real world, as we called it. I think most mountaintop experiences are followed by this kind of letdown. But here is a secret that I am slowly discovering. There is no difference between those mountaintop experiences and the so-called real world. Or at least, there doesn't have to be. Those times when you have, in the words of the psalm, tasted and seen that the Lord is good, in those times, you were getting a taste of the real thing, of the life that God desires for us, of the life that you and I can make happen every day if we choose to. Too often we are content to settle into our routines and stay with what's familiar. We refuse to push ourselves or our communities to live out the radical Christian life of love because we convince ourselves that it's too hard to do so in the real world. But why? Why can't we gather to pray and worship every day? Why shouldn't we serve the needy together? Why can't we be vulnerable with one another and talk to each other about how we're really doing? And why don't we hug on each other and encourage each other more? Why on earth do we settle for cheap fast food when we could have an authentic homemade meal? Why do we turn to Taco Bell when we have tasted Jesus, the bread of life? My most fervent prayer is that this church, St. Andrew's, would be a place where people experience the real thing. Real Christian community, real love, real grace. A place where people experience God and are continually changing and growing, whether this is your first time here or you've been sitting in these pews for 40 years. The kingdom of heaven has already come to earth. Jesus is knocking at the door. The flour tortillas are laid out on the table. The good life awaits us. What is decisive is our deciding. Amen.